Blog Talk Radio.
September 24th already. My goodness, this month has gone by fast. It has for me anyway. I've been staying very busy. I work all day and into the night. And, you know, life goes by that way. When people say, I'm bored. I think, get a job. Stay busy. Goodness gracious. My goodness, summer segues into fall. We're finally starting to get fall here in Tennessee. We went straight from winter to summer. We didn't have any spring here. It looks like we may get a little bit of fall, though. Starting to cool down a little bit at long last. And, by the way, I am the Reverend John St. Germain. For those of you who thought you were getting Hockey Today or NASCAR Live, sorry to disappoint you. This is the Crystal Silence League Hour. Episode 188. Wow. We're heading rapidly toward 200 episodes. I thought I'd retire at 500, but maybe not. We may go all the way to 1,000. Why not? If I live that long. I'll live forever. Don't worry. I'm never going to die. So tonight, we're going to talk about Trump 17, the star. And I have interesting things to tell you about this card, stuff you may have never heard of before about the star. I'm always interested when I get a reading from a tarot reader to see if they've come to the same conclusions I have based on the same studies. Because this information is out there if you look for it. I'm not telling you anything that's not out there. I'm not making this stuff up. It's not like... Now, I sit in a corner going, oh, mom, and had these revelations about these cards. This information is out there about these cards if you look for it. I'm not making this stuff up. If you look in the same places I've looked, you'll get the same information. I've studied this stuff. I'm not making this stuff up. It's not like, wow, Reverend St. Germain came up with some good stuff. No, I did not. This is information that's out there if you study it. We live in an age where anybody can go buy a deck of cards and say, oh, you know, this deck spoke to me and told me these things, which I translate as I just am too lazy to read books and study or get someone to teach me. I just want to make stuff up and get on Facebook and say, hey, I'm doing reading. Send me $25 and I'll do a reading for you. That's what I hear. To me, if you say you can do something, you have to show me. You know, I'm not a skeptic or anything. You know, just show me. And it means, well, who are you that I have to show you anything? Nobody. I'm not anybody. But, you know, before I give you my $25, you have to show me something. You know, before I part my money, I kind of have this rule. Money is the sincerest form of flattery. You know, if you give me your money, I'm very honored. Okay. If you pay me money for me to do something for you, I'm really honored. And if you do it again and again and again, I'm really flattered. I'm really honored. You know, thank you so much for doing that. And you know, I have customers and clients and people in my congregation. I've been doing readings and root work and ceremonies for them for generations. I have grandmothers, great-grandmothers. I have great-grandmothers, grandmothers, mothers, daughters, granddaughters, great-granddaughters, grandchildren, you know, five generations of people who've come to me, you know, which honors me to no end. I whole families of people. And this is a great responsibility. I can't be lazy. I just can't do it. So tonight we're going to look at chalcedony or chalcedony. I've heard it pronounced both ways, and I pronounce it both ways, depending on my mood, depending on which voice in my head is predominant. Chalcedony. We're going to read some prayers tonight because we are the Crystal Silence League, and we're going to talk about the star, Trump 17. So stay with us. I don't really have a segue for you. You know, no cool music to take us into it. So why don't we just go right on and talk about chalcedony, mentioned in the Bible, by the way. And oh my goodness, I'd love to tell you about this. I'm having trouble a lot with my internet tonight. Some of the scripts are not working right. But I can tell you about chalcedony. Chalcedony and chalcedony comes in different colors. You'll see it in purple, sometimes purplish red, sometimes blue, sometimes almost pearlescent white. And I'll tell you that the bluish chalcedony resonates with the throat chakra and is very good for clear communication and good for clearing up communication issues. It's very good for calming sorrow and anger. And you know how there are people who just blurt out stuff? They speak what's on their mind and then regret the consequences later. This is really good to have on your presence if you do that. You wear an amulet around your neck, and you don't tend to, open mouth, insert foot quite as much. Sometimes there's another form of talk that goes on a lot, this internal dialogue in your head that just keeps talking and talking and talking, and you can't turn it off. The blue chalcedony is very good for calming that, turning it off, shutting it down. It's good for another type of communication too, the communication with your divine voices, spirits, your higher self, your inner beings. There's kind of a pinkish, milky chalcedony, which is good. You can put it in the crib with your baby to protect it from negative spirits. That it's also good for if there's a negative environment, it can protect children from the hostile emotional energies. So this is a very good little stone. It's good to have around for meditation. It can help you achieve that alpha state. Very necessary for meditation. Makes a good infusion. Make your elixirs from it. And that's the chalcedony. You'll see it in the Bible a lot. They used to put it on their shields, the breastplates of their shields, to protect them in battle. Our crystal of the week. The Crystal Silence League was founded around 1917 by Claude Alexander Comlin for the purpose of projecting positive prayer and psychic affirmations for all those in need of such. And when he passed away in 1954, the league went with him until about 2007 or so, when it was formed by Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, which is now the Association of Independent Spiritual Church, is on the interweb, and you can find us at www.crystalsilenceleague.org. And if you go there, you can go to the prayer page, the prayer petition page, prayer request page, and post prayers. And prayer is always free at the Crystal Silence League. We also have a gift shop. And if you go to the gift shop, you can purchase crystal balls and books, some of which are by me and some of which are by our founder, Mr. Claude Conlon. And it's been my custom to read aloud prayers since the day we started the show. And I usually read more than 10 prayers, sometimes as many as 20 a night for 188 shows. We've read thousands of prayers on this show. And we don't read them by name. We read them by prayer ID. So let's read a few. You're very welcome to pray along with me. Either without accessories or with your crystal balls. So please join me. And prayer ID 86841. Who thanks everyone who prayed for her. She says, may your prayers be answered. Amen. Well, thank you. Prayer ID 86840. Please pray for God to send the other woman far away so she can no longer be with my husband and no longer disrupt our lives. Amen. And prayer ID 86839. Please pray for a financial blessing for me and my children. Please also pray for protection for me and my children. Thank you for prayers. Praying your prayers are answered to. Amen. And prayer ID 86838. Please pray for my friend M that she will have confidence with her driving in the area she's now living. Please pray for favor to be placed over her family business. I pray that doors of opportunity will open for her family business and that they will be in the perfect right locations and that the conditions will continue to be right and favorable for the projects they're working on. I also pray that M will have a wonderful and fun visit with her daughters and safe travels. Thank you. Amen. And prayer ID 86837. Please pray for healing and protection for my friend M.E. I pray she will be surrounded by favor and that her needs will be provided at this time. I pray her health will be restored and for peace and comfort. Thank you for praying. Your prayers are answered too. Amen. And prayer ID 86836. Please pray A and I return to our relationship. He broke up with me without explanation and said he loves me with his whole heart. I love him with my whole self. Please pray we will get back together. Amen. Prayer ID 86835. Dear St. Jude, thank you for answering my prayers. I appreciate you lending me your favor. Love you. You're the best. Amen. And prayer ID 86834. Guiding spirits bless my enemies and move them down a different path. May the roads remain open and only those that are supportive of my forward movement remain on my path. Amen. Prayer ID 86833. KK has worked her butt off and on the field this season to prove to everyone that she is the best defender. This is soccer, apparently. Please pray that the coach's eyes are wide open and they unanimously give her the Defender of the Year award. This award would really help her in her quest to play soccer in college. Thanks in advance. Amen. And prayer ID 86831. Please, one and all, I beg of you, pray for me that our Heavenly Father intervenes with this court case and forces the man to plead guilty. That way it will spare me the painstaking act of attending court and having to relive that awful day. I absolutely believe 1,000,000% in the power of prayer, and I believe and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that this man will stay away from me and plead guilty to his crimes, and also get to finally be held responsible for his actions. Amen. And prayer ID 86830. Please pray for peace, love, happiness, and joy. Pray for companionship, wisdom, and kindness. Pray for financial abundance and knowledge for me and my family. Amen. Prayer ID 86828. Reporting abuse, the prayer is please stop. Amen. And prayer ID 86827. I'm praying that my son improves his focus with school and succeeds. Amen. And prayer ID 86826. Please pray for the infection to clear from my entire body, including the implant material, and for all the infection to stay gone without my needing surgery. Please pray for me to heal and return to feeling good. It's very hard for infection to clear from implant material and stay gone. I don't know if the infection is just in my body's soft tissue or if it's in the bone or the implant material or both. I really need healing. God can heal me. Please pray for a miraculous healing for me. Amen. And prayer ID 86825. Money flows in and stays. Debts disappear. Bills are paid. Savings increase. Amen. Let's do one more. Prayer ID 86822. I need everyone to pray for me to raise my grades and be successful in nursing school. I need to pass and to pass the NCLEX. Please send positive energy my way. Thank you. Let us have a moment of prayer and silent meditation for all those in need of affirmation and comfort. Amen. Well, tonight we're discussing Trump 17, the star. And it's an interesting image. You see a naked woman kneeling by a pond, and both hands hold vessels pouring water. Some of the water is being poured on the ground, some into the pond. And in the sky, we see a star. We see an eight-pointed star. It is 8 points, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, it's 8 points. With 7 stars around the main star. And you see a landscape with mountains and a tree, etc. And the interpretation of this is often inspiration, hope, creative self-expression, peace. The expression of the unconscious, healing, wholeness, especially after emotional storms. This is because it follows, in every deck, it follows the tower. There's more to this card than that, much, much more. And it's worth comparing this card to a very similar card, if we look at Temperance, for instance, we also see a figure pouring water, right? Holding two cups, right? And also with Temperance, it's 1 foot on land and 1 foot on water. But what are the differences? Well, in Temperance, there's more of a sense of control. The figure's dressed, for one thing. The water is being poured from one cup to the other, and the card represents will, middle ground, balance. But Temperance is standing very erect and controlled and stiff, but not our woman here. She's naked, for one thing, very relaxed, very supple, like a yogin. Where Temperance seems to be pouring out water back and forth in a cycle, not a drop is spilled, conserving every drop. The star, our star woman, our mermaid, pours it out freely, almost wastefully, because she's confident that there's a lot more where that comes from. These are sort of like, once again, like the Holy Grail. No matter how much you take from it, there's always more. The source is infinite. It's like those fountains that no matter how much you drink, it's forever replenished. All these mystical vessels from legend that ever replenishing. The cups and the chalices that always replenish themselves, ever refilling. You get the sense that there's far more coming out of those little vessels in those streams. I mean, look at the one in the water. There's a lot more in that stream that that little cup can hold. And the same thing on the one pouring on the ground. There's more volume coming out of it than the vessel seems to contain. These are ever replenishing vessels. They're magical vessels. So what do we have here? This is an infinite source of energy. Now, so some of this energy is poured onto the ground and some into the water. Now, usually universally, these ponds of water represent the unconscious, the inner self. And typically the unconscious or the inner self is the part of us that we can't connect with consciously. We have to access it through other means, meditation, dreams, mystical trips, astral explorations through divination, astral plane, psychic methods, the occult. And this is where we start to get in some very interesting grounds, because if we look at Arthur Waite's discussion of this, he describes the card. He says, a great radiant star of eight rays surrounded by seven lesser stars, also of eight rays, with no explanation. We'll get into that, though, in a minute. The female figure in the foreground is entirely naked. Her left knee is on the land and her right foot upon the water. She pours water of life, the elixir vitae, right? From two great ewers irrigating sea and land. Behind her is rising ground, and on the right, a shrub or tree whereon a bird lights. The figure expresses eternal youth and beauty. The star is L'Etoile Flamboyante, which gives us a clue. L'Etoile Flamboyante, which appears in Masonic symbolism, but has been confused therein. Now, remember that, L'Etoile Flamboyante. That which the figure communicates to the living scene is the substance of the heavens and the elements. It is said truly that the mottos of this card are waters of life freely and gifts of the spirit. The summary of several tawdry explanations says that it is a card of hope. Tawdry explanations say it's a card of hope. On other planes, it has been certified as immortality and interior life. For the majority of prepared minds, the figure will appear as the type of truth unveiled, glorious and undying beauty pouring on the waters of the soul some part and measure of her priceless possession. But she is in reality the great mother in the Kabbalistic Sephira Bina, which is supernal understanding who communicates to the Sephiroth that are below in the measure that they can receive her influx. Basically, he's talking there about the tree of life, the Kabbalistic tree of life. But let's get back to the L'Etoile Flamboyante, which appears in Masonic symbolism. Well, this is a pentagram in Freemasonry with a G in the middle that you may see that is representative of all the symbols, including ether, that is described in Masonic symbols, which is the equivalent of the Holy Grail, which appears quite a bit in the Rider-Waite deck. You'll see it in the Ace of Cups, the Holy Grail, including the dove coming from above with a wafer in her mouth, which you'll see described in Parsifal and other epics of the Holy Grail. The Ace of Cups is a literal representation of the Holy Grail from the legend of Parsifal and other Holy Grail. So what he's basically saying is that the star here is L'Etoile Flamboyante, which in Masonic literature is a representation of the Graal stone, the Holy Grail, a magical stone that is a unlimited source of holy sustenance. If you read the legends of the Holy Grail, it forever filled everybody's cups with whatever it was they wanted to drink or eat, which is exactly what it's doing to those cups. You're looking at a representation of this card of the Holy Grail. Those cups are ever flowing with whatever it is you need. And we're not talking, though, about beer, or vodka. We're talking about gifts of the Spirit, as he says. Whatever you need is being supplied. We're not talking about Mars bars, or chocolate. But we are partially, right? One foot's on the earth. What do you need in this life? But we're also talking about the Spirit. What we're saying here is that God provides. Spirit provides. Whatever you need will be provided. Now, this card, yes, it's hope, it's faith, but you see, it's more than that. It is that there is a source from which all things arise and fall. We have a belief, don't we? Even if you're a scientist, there's a belief that there's a source from which everything falls and everything rises to. If you're a mystic, we call the spirit. If you're a scientist, you might call it the quantum field. But there's a source, there's a base from which everything rises and to which everything returns. And it provides everything. And if you know how to access it, if you are a mystic and you know how to access it, you can manifest anything you need. And those two vessels that our Star Maiden has is doing just that. She's pouring it out on the ground in the material world, and she's pouring it back into the spirit. So do you see the mighty power of this card, what this card is telling you? Now, let's go a little further. In the Bible, there is a mention in the book of Revelation, the third angel sounded his trumpet and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. Now, the Greek word that's translated as Wormwood appears in the Hebrew Bible seven times, and it is believed to refer to a plant of the genus Artemisia. And that worm Artemisia, or that planet Artemisia, is often used metaphorically to mean something with a bitter taste, but it also refers to the dark green oil produced by the plant Artemisia, which was used medicinally to kill intestinal worms. Now, what is that plant? Well, that plant is mugwort. So the star wormwood is metaphorical in the Bible for mugwort, which is one of the most popular herbs used in witchcraft, magic, and even root work. It's known as a psychic herb. It's known as a lunar herb, an astral herb. It's also a very strongly protective herb. And it is the Artemisia vulgaris. It's common mugwort. It grows worldwide. Now, its magical virtues make it a very popular herb in virtually every school of magic and witchcraft in the world. By the way, it was also used in beer in England and in Europe before hops was discovered to give it a bitter taste. It's also mildly intoxicating. And well, if you cook it down, it can be great, quite intoxicating. I'll also tell you that wormwood is also used in absinthe. And if it's too condensed, if it's too dense, it can harm your eyesight. Wormwood's used a lot in cooking to flavor food. It's got a very sharp and bitter flavor, it's true. In European folklore, it will protect against fatigue, injury, and poisons. You can ingest it, you can smoke it, you can use it as an incense, you can make a poultice of it, and it's got a calming effect. There's a it's used primarily, though, in European witchcraft as a visionary herb. It amplifies psychic vision. It can induce prophetic dreams. It encourages wisdom and observation. And it helps you develop clairvoyance and divinatory skills. It can be used. It was used in some of the recipes for the flying ointments. And I'm going to tell you that in my experience in the 60s and 70s, there were wildly different accounts of the effects of mugwort when it was mixed with various other things like magic mushrooms, marijuana, LSD, etc. It's not really hallucinogenic, though, but it can help with lucid dreaming, Tibetan dream yoga, astral travel. You can take it before you go to sleep to help with vivid dreams. But scientifically, it's been studied, and it does have very real psychoactive effects. The psychoactive effects are so strong, you can absorb it transdermally. You can, if you're packaging it, you can absorb it through your skin. You can take it and tincture under your tongue. So it is a very powerful psychic plant. Now, according to Scott Cunningham, I was making notes on this and looking at, of course, Scott Cunningham. He says it's also used to wash crystal balls and magic mirrors. And mugwort leaves can be placed around the base of a crystal ball to aid in psychic workings and scryings. Wormwood, the star mentioned in the book of Revelation. Why don't you dwell on that while we go to station identification?
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, and Conjurman Ollie, Sunday, 3 to 4:30, the Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Tuesday, 5 to 6, Blue Flag Root Radio with Lady Muse, Fridays 4 to 5, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LeFay, Fridays 6 to 7. All times Pacific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com.
That that was the revelation that really came to me, that that star is Wormwood, the star mentioned in the Bible that was about to plunge into the water and make it bitter. And the bitterness of Wormwood is not necessarily poisonous unless you take too much of it. Too much of any good thing is bad, right? And when one indulges in the psychic arts, too much of it will make you sick. There's something I talk about quite a bit, Anatta terror or meditation sickness. You have to take this stuff in small doses. Too much of it will terrorize you, will terrify you. It can make you sick. And as we notice the Star Maiden, it's a very curious thing we notice. Her knee does not quite touch the ground. Her foot does not enter the water. She's up the water, but not in it. She hovers above the water. She doesn't get wet. She pours the water on the ground, but her knee is not in the mud. Her foot is not on the water. Her foot is not in the water. It's like she's a specter. She's a apparition. She's an angel. She's hovering. So while she pours this water, it's as if she isn't really part of either world. She's a third world. We have earth, water, and she's an air creature. She's a creature of the ether. The creative force, as you will, returning the whatever this energy is that's being created, returning it to the ground, kind of reminding us that whatever the creative force is, you have to recharge it. Creative force itself is no good unless, first of all, it's manifested in the real world, and secondly, there's got to be a recharge. There's got to be a return to the source for it to be recharged. The bird on the bush, if you look very closely, it's an ibis. And you see a lot of the Egyptian symbols in the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. The ibis is a symbol of the Egyptian god Thoth, who is considered, given credit as the inventor of all arts. He invented everything from poetry to pottery, everything in between. Literally, he taught the first artists all their skills. But on a more symbolic level, you can say that that indicates that all creative action, all creative endeavors of humanity, stems originally from that pool of raw energy. So it's one function of being a physical creature that we take all this energy, this unformed and untapped energy of raw potential, and use it to make poems and paintings, literature, speeches, blogs, that we do something with it. It lays there inert until we do something and bring it into the real world. Consequently, though, there's also a destructive quality to creation. We can take that raw energy and use it in destructive ways as well. Art can hurt as well as heal. But there's our maiden's foot. It doesn't penetrate the water. So the unconscious has been stirred up. There's ripples, but the foot has not entered it. It's not been disturbed. We can never enter our own unconscious. We can draw on it, but we can never really enter it. So every act of creation objectifies this spiritual energy. It takes from it and draws from it, but has symbols from it. That's what we call archetypes, right? They're archetypes that we draw from the unconscious, but we never really penetrate into it. It's a darkness. It's a mystery to us. So we have created an entire body of work in an attempt to create a lexicon or a body of symbols to understand this source that we draw on, and not even understand it. Now, these eight-pointed stars, there are many theories about it. Actually, it was explained in some of Waite's work. The 8 points, it's another reference to eight. The eights appear quite often, like on the strength card. 8-pointed stars can be formed by placing one square over another, with the points alternating. The octagram is a symbol that's halfway between a square and a circle. And the square stands for matter, and the circle for spirit. And human beings are considered an amalgam, something that's halfway between spirit and the physical world. The body is a vessel for the spirit. We can both feel the truth, we can sense the spiritual truth, and we can act. It makes us a avatar through which spirit can manifest in the physical world. So these eight-pointed stars, which are called octagrams, are a symbol that occurs quite often in occultic literature and symbols as a symbol of the amalgam of spirit and body. That's why we see 8-pointed stars quite often. And the as you'll recall, the Waite mentions this as a l'étoile flamboyante, which appears in the Masonic symbolism as the avatar of all the elements: earth, air, fire, water, and the fifth element, ether, which are all produced by the Holy Grail, the ultimate mystery mentioned quite often in the Freemasonry. So yes, we're talking about hope. We're talking about the sense of healing, a sense of healing that is created not in terms of peace after the storm, but by drawing upon the infinite power available to us. And oh yeah, there's power in spirit. Oh yes, there's power in spirit. And this power is available to all of us, this infinite vortex of power. And we talk about this in New Thought, these great vortexes of power in the divine mind that's available to us just for asking. But you got to know how to ask for it. And by tapping into this power, by accessing this power, any number of miracles can happen. Jesus said, these things that I've done, you could do too if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed. Faith and hope and power. And, you know, why don't we do it? Well, there are people who do. They stay very quiet about it. You know, they don't make a big deal of it. Because reality has a way of imposing sanctions on people who do make a big deal of it. But I assure you, that power is there. And it's there for you to access. But 3,000 years of human technology, you hold it in the palm of your hand. You know, you got the iPhone, smartphone in your hand, and that's a very distracting thing. And we're so proud of that. We're so proud of that. We're like, look at what we've done. We're so accomplished. We put a man on the moon. We have an iPhone in our hand that can do everything. When the real power is represented in this card that you're holding right there in your hand. The naked female figure representing the grail as she pours the infinite bounty of spirit some on ground, some in water, with the wormwood descending overhead. I won't call it a little short tonight. I'm really tired. I've been working hard. And I think I'm going to go to bed here in a minute. We're going to bring the show to an end. Next week, oh my goodness, do we dare? Yes, we do. Trump 18. The moon. We go from the star to the moon. And boy, do we start dwelling on darkness then. Come on back. You know, we're heading for Halloween. You know, October's coming up. We're heading to Halloween. And we're going to start kind of splitting the shows, I think. I think we're going to start telling ghost stories as well as talk about the Trumps. So do come back. You know, this is the Reverend John St. Germain. We love you very much. Stay careful. It's kind of strange out there these days. Love you. Bye-bye.